and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the September 25th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Ethiopia's Tigist Assefa, who successfully defended her Berlin Marathon title Sunday by smashing the women's world record. She clocked a sensational 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 53 seconds in the German capital, more than 2 minutes faster than the previous record. The energetic Andy Edwards joins us now with a post-race report from Berlin. Sporty greetings, Andy!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The marathon world is changing so fast, it feels like a fairground roller coaster. We had an extraordinary day in the marathon in Berlin. It is quite some time indeed since a race won by Eliud Kipchoge was cast into the shade. But it happened here. Tigist Assefa produced a stunning performance, becoming the first woman to break 2 hours 12 minutes, chopping over 2 minutes from the time run by Kenya's Bridget Koskay in Chicago 4 years ago. Having shattered the course record last year, we knew she was very good, but this was a performance out of this world. 2 hours, 11 minutes, 53. In keeping with modern practice, she was able to run a faster second half. A runner of the quality of Kenya's Sheena Chepkirui finished second, but almost 6 minutes down. Credit to a marathon debutante, Magdalena Shawn of Tanzania, who finished third. When Tigist Assefa crossed the finish line close to the Brandenburg Gate, we were already beginning to assess what this record 5th win in Berlin signifies for Eliud Kipchoge. He was on world record pace the first half, then slowed and gathered himself to keep a few challenges at bay over the closing kilometres. In reality, no one was at his level. Impressive though the second and third places for marathon debutants Vincent Kipkemboi of Kenya and Ethiopia's Tadesse Takele. So, no world record, but another win. This time in 2 hours, 2 minutes, 42, which should certainly be enough to win a place on the Kenyan marathon team for the Olympics next year. Eliud Kipchoge freely admitted later that he always takes lessons from a race, regardless of the outcome, and that will be true in his bid to win an unprecedented third Olympic marathon title.
Sport is about enjoying, and the only way to enjoy is to accept the outcome. I'm going to take off to and actually hold it what has happened, that's been happening for the last 4 months in the race, before I pick up again for the next season. So it's a time thing with the management, with the technical team, share with the whole team and move on.
Have you had time to think of what an extraordinary women's record it was? Because we're talking amongst ourselves and saying, well, breaking 2:12, 40 years ago, a man was a pretty good international runner if he broke 2:12. And now we have Tigist Assefa, 2:11:53.
I always say no human is limited. And that's why women are not limited at all. That's why 2:11 is now a world record.
And do you think, well, obviously she's very talented, made big improvements, but there are other talented women around. Is also, you think there's like a psychological barrier, like breaking the 4-minute mile all those years ago, that other women think, well, I've raced her, I can do it. We're going to see more of those times.
Absolutely. Assefa has shown them the way, and I trust most of them will change, you know, their mentality of thinking that it's fast. Now that they will come to reality, they had to think and they had to try to break the world record. So it's the ball is on their side. And you know, it will no longer be just a story. It is actions.
How will his potential rivals in the Olympic marathon view this performance? It's doubtful if they believe the scales have suddenly tilted in their favour. Defeat in Boston this April was significant, but Eliud Kipchoge still retains an air of dominance. And today was proof of what a competitor he is, even if not everything goes to plan. A third Olympic marathon gold in Paris is still very much a feasible goal. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards in Berlin.
Thanks, Andy.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at some of the highlights from the weekend in the major European club football leagues. And Prince says he'll be kicking off with Liverpool's Egyptian star. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Egyptian playmaker Mo Salah netted an early opener to secure a 3-1 head-foot win against a high-flying West Ham at Anfield. Salah becomes only the fifth player in the history of the Premier League to score a sister goal in each of its side's first six Premier League games. Others in the elite squad include Manchester United legend David Beckham, Arsenal record goalscorer Thierry Henry, former Argentine hitman Sergio Aguero, and Norwegian Benjamin Erling Haaland. Darwin Nunes and Diogo Jota added to Liverpool's goal basket to ensure the Reds continue their unbeaten run in the Premier League this season. Liverpool German tactician Jürgen Klopp shared his thoughts on the match.
Was expected. Difficult game. Very good moments in first half, but we're not enough in control to deny them completely, which is anyway difficult, super difficult. But I really thought again we played good in different phases, lost some balls we shouldn't have lost, that's clear. But around we scored our goal, which was a super counter attack, especially counter attack. We had attacks, we had really, really good ones. And then we were asking a little bit for the equalizer, if you want, around that. When they scored, I was not completely surprised. It was not like, oh, that should have defended it better, that's clear. But most important is that you stay in the game, and that's what we did in second half. Obviously, we controlled much better. We gave them a proper challenge. We really caused them some problems and scored super goals.
That's Liverpool head coach Jürgen Klopp speaking after his team's emphatic win against West Ham in the Premier League. English striker of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka's goal and an own goal by Spurs defender Christian Romero were enough to help Arsenal secure a 2-2 draw against Tottenham in a thrilling North London derby match played at the Emirates Stadium. Spurs captain Son Heung-min's brace and decide a fourth spot in the Premier League table ahead of fifth place Arsenal on goal difference. Spurs' new boss Ange Postecoglou shared thoughts on his team's performance.
I thought we performed really well against a top team, a difficult place. Yeah, really pleased with the way we kind of showed the bravery and courage to be the team we want to be. And you know, we had to work hard for it today, and you know, we had to sort of come back twice, and it's not easy to do. So that's what's pleasing me the most. I mean, irrespective of the result, performance was really encouraging.
He is Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta.
Well, we feel like we lost two points because we went ahead twice. And in big games, when you do that, you have to find a way to win it. And especially the timing when we concede, because we concede when we had dominance of the game and we were comfortable. We had a chance to score the 2-0 with a big chance from Gabi. We didn't. And then after the equalizer, okay, we went again. We scored the goal. And within a minute, we concede the goal. And that was a big blow, that emotion. I think the team suffered a little bit for a period, and then we got control of the game again and dominance, but we didn't find a way to score the third one.
That's Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta speaking after his team's draw against Tottenham in the Premier League. Manchester United finally ended their three-game losing streak after cruising to a 1-0 win against Burnley at Turf Moor. Johnny Evans set up Portuguese playmaker Bruno Fernandes, who scored the winner to ease the pressure on under fire manager Eric Ten Hag. The Red Devils move up to ninth in the table, while Burnley are bottom, still waiting for their first win since earning a promotion in the Premier League. He is United's boss Eric Ten Hag's verdict on his team's performance.
I think the team spirit was big. Right? They battle, they fight together. You saw really a team defending with 11. So, really following the rules and being a discipline.
That's Manchester United manager Eric Ten Hag speaking after his team's close victory against Burnley in the Premier League. Ollie Watkins scored the sole goal as Aston Villa secured a 1-0 win against 10-man Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. The win also marked Villa's back-to-back league wins against against the Blues for the first time since October 1993. He is Chelsea's Argentine boss, Mauricio Pochettino.
Yes, of course, disappointed again. Disappointed because I think we were better side. First half, I think we deserve to score and win the game because they didn't create only in few set pieces. But after the second half, we were on top of them. And then with the red card, I think changed the game and was more open. We are still creating chances, but we didn't score and we conceded in a one counter-attack. But yeah, disappointed because I think it looks like, okay, it's everything against us, but the team never give up. And of course, we are going to fight to change the situation as soon as possible.
That's Chelsea head coach Mauricio Pochettino speaking after his team's loss against Aston Villa in the Premier League. Phil Foden and Erling Haaland were both on target as leaders Manchester City maintained their perfect start to the Premier League with a 2-0 win against Nottingham Forest. City boss Pep Guardiola expressed thoughts on his team's performance.
Our game in the first 35 minutes was beyond good. In all the terms, how we find our men free, how we man many things. It was really good. In all the terms, the goals was at the end the consequences for the way we were playing, the process where Roddy was all the time alone, and used perfect with Ruben, fine inside with the three players in the pockets, and after we attack from behind in the speed. Jeremy, I'm really impressed how good he is one against one, one against two, but how good he is when the track a lot often see an extra pass, don't over exaggerate his one against one or two against one. He's a really good, clever player to take decisions in the final third that they didn't expect. Incredible speed, incredible one against one. And after that, have the composure who had to take a decision in the final third to have it and play really, really good.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola speaking after his team's win against Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. Moving on to the French League, goals from Moroccan defender Achraf Hakimi, French footballer of Congolese descent Randall Colomwani, and two from Goncalo Ramos were enough to ensure PSG secured a 4-0 win against Marseille. French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe went off during the match with a suspected ankle injury and could be a doubt when the French champions play Newcastle away in the Champions League next week. The win lifted the Parisians into third spot in the French League, 2 points behind leaders Best, and a 1-0 win over struggling Lyon. American striker of Nigerian descent Folarin Balogun missed two penalties on his debut as his Monaco side were beaten 1-0 at home by second-place Nice. And finally, in the Spanish La Liga, Alvaro Morata scored twice, with Antoine Griezmann adding another as Atletico Madrid ended Real Madrid's perfect start to the La Liga season with a 3-1 win over their City rivals. Toni Kroos scored the Los Blancos' consolation goal. Victory moved the Los Colchoneros up to fifth in the table, while Real are third behind leaders Barcelona, who also secured a 3-2 win against Celta Vigo at the Nou Camp. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks, Prince. Still with European club football, the first round of matches in the UEFA Champions League's group stage got off to a thrilling start. So says Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. In a chat with Iron Mike Mbonye, Fisayo shared his insights.
Some of the big guns of Europe enjoyed convincing wins on the opening day of the group stage. Some of these clubs that have been touted as the bookmakers' favorites enjoyed convincing straightforward wins, starting from the defending champions Manchester City, whom although went behind in the first half to Red Star Belgrade, they came from behind to win 3-1 in that game played at the Etihad Stadium. Bayern Munich, former champions, saw off Manchester United, who are also returning to the tournament, in a 7-goal thriller at the Allianz Arena, while Barcelona will hope to win the trophy for the first time ever since Lionel Messi left them. And they got off to a brilliant start, a thrashing Belgian side, Royal Antwerp, by 5-0. Robert Lewandowski and the brace from Joao Felix among the goals in that one for them. Some other teams as well, Arsenal on their return after 7 years to the Champions League, enjoyed a convincing 4-0 rout of PSG Eindhoven, while we must not forget arguably the biggest match of the week, which was Paris Saint-Germain taking on Borussia Dortmund at the Parc des Princes in France, which the French team won by 2-0. There was not much of a surprise in the opening day games. We hope that as the competition progresses, they get to serve us more surprises or more shocking results. But for match day one, it was more or less what we expected that came out to bear.
During the first round games of the UEFA Champions League, did some African players contribute to the success of their teams?
Quite a number of African soccer stars hugged the headlines for the right reasons on match day one of the UEFA Champions League. And it has to be said that the biggest among them is the Moroccan superstar defender Achraf Hakimi, who scored the second goal for Paris Saint-Germain in their 2-0 win over Borussia Dortmund. That game was arguably the biggest on the night, and the first half had ended scoreless before PSG emerged in the second half to score through Hakimi's close pal Kylian Mbappe before the Moroccan international scored the second in that convincing win.
Sporty greetings, this is Victor Osimhen, Super Eagles of Nigeria and Napoli FC forward. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Also, on that particular day, Nigeria's Victor Osimhen, although he did not score, but he posted a man of the match performance as Napoli defeated Sporting Braga 2-1 in Portugal. Osimhen was denied by the post, was denied by the VAR, and even the goal line technology, but he had a hand in Napoli's first goal, and ultimately at the end of the day, he was voted the most valuable player of the game. In Turkey as well, Ivorian star Wilfried Zaha came on as a second half substitute as Galatasaray came from 2-0 down to rescue a 2-2 draw against FC Copenhagen of Denmark. In England, Manchester City, like I mentioned earlier, came from behind to beat Red Star Belgrade 3-1. And it's not be said that Red Star Belgrade's goal was scored by a Ghanaian, Usman Bukari, in the first half of that match. Quite a number of them also played the roles of unsung heroes, contributing underneath without being on the spotlight to ensure that their team started the competition on a high note.
Isayo, did African players also show an impact in the UEFA Europa League?
Oh, definitely. African players, we always have a say in deciding outcome of matches on the European continent. And the UEFA Europa League is one of such. Last Thursday, quite a number of prominent African stars were on the score sheet for their respective clubs in Europe's second-tier club football competition. And we start with the Ghanaian star Muammer Kudus, whom this time last year was scoring for Ajax Amsterdam in the Champions League, but having joined Conference League winners West Ham United of the summer, he scored twice for West Ham in their 3-1 triumph over TSC Bakatopola in the opening group game in London on Thursday night. Another player scoring twice that day was former Chelsea and Arsenal star Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. The Gabonese superstars scored for Marseille twice in their thrilling 3-3 draw against Ajax Amsterdam in Holland. Aubameyang actually scored the last goal in that game to make scores 3-3 in the 70th minute of the encounter. Other African stars on target, we have the king of Egypt, Mohamed Salah, who came off the bench to score for the Reds in their come-from-behind 3-1 win over LSK in Austria. Another African doing spectacularly well in Europe at the moment is Nigerian striker Victor Oko Boniface. Boniface had a goal and an assist for Bayer Leverkusen as they thrashed Sweden side BK Hacken at the Bayer Arena in Germany as they got off to a perfect start. These are some of the African stars that painted Europe red with goals last week. And as much as the competition progresses, we hope to see more and more from these stars.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fisayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Fisayo Dairo, chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter, handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com. The U.S. women's national soccer team beat South Africa Sunday 2-0 in a friendly match in Chicago that marked the final international appearance for retiring American star Megan Rapinoe. The 38-year-old Rapinoe helped set up both goals. She is retiring with 203 caps and 63 goals for the American women. After the match against the South Africans, Megan Rapinoe was asked how she's feeling after her final match for the USA.
I'm so proud of this team. I'm so proud to have been on this team for so long, to have represented our federation and represented this country for so long. I think particularly in the way that we have as a team and how we have chosen to use this incredible platform that we have. I have so much pride in that and so much pride in all of the progress that we've made over all of these years. You know, undoubtedly the game is in such a better place and, you know, so much further along now than when we got here. So much pride, and I think just being, you know, feeling really grateful to have been able to have a final game and to be able to have that kind of closure and, you know, an incredible crowd tonight in Chicago. You know, the team and the staff and everybody, Federation did such an amazing job to make me feel very, very loved and appreciated this week. So I'm feeling very grateful.
Megan Rapinoe has also been recognized for her off-the-field activism that includes fighting for equal rights and equal pay.
I feel like the stuff off the field is like the reason I'm, you know, here on this planet. That feels like my life's work and something that just feels like breathing to me. So I love that work. You know, I love being able to leverage this amazing platform and use that to, you know, in some way make the world a better place. I think that women's sports specifically is in such an amazing place right now, in such an exciting space. So I definitely want to keep my name in all the conversations and continue to be hopefully a big player, an impactful player in my future going forward.
Megan Rapinoe most definitely has been an impactful player. So says one of the American players who scored Sunday against South Africa, Trinity Rodman.
Yeah, she's changed the game forever. She's given her all to not only the sport, but so many just females and athletes in general. She's done so much on and off the field, and I think I have so much respect for her. She's a legend, and I look up to her so much. And last time she's going to be on the field, but not the last time we're going to see her, that's for sure.
Another American player, midfielder Lindsey Horan, also praised Megan Rapinoe.
I think it's the most important thing to do for, you know, a player of her caliber and someone who's been on top of her game for so long and on a consistent level with this national team and everything that she's done. I think for me, most importantly, you know, we can talk about everything that she's done off the field. Like, I think that's, you know, a lot of the reason people remember her, because there's just so many things. But I was that little girl that, you know, grew up watching her play, and, you know, she was an idol to me.
That's American soccer player Lindsey Horan talking about one of her idols, Megan Rapinoe, who played her final match for the USA on Sunday in a 2-0 victory over South Africa in a friendly international played in Chicago. Turning to tennis, Team World retained the trophy at the Laver Cup tournament in Vancouver, Canada, where it beat Team Europe 13-2. The captain of Team World is former American star John McEnroe.
Everybody played well. It was an awesome week. And we kicked some ass, baby. That's what we did. So we're looking already thinking about next year because, you know, winning is a whole lot better than losing. And we struggled the first couple of years, and now we've tasted winning, and it feels good. We did have much higher expectations come in. But in this case, I think, like, the players themselves helped me win. You know, I had very little to do with it, but it was awesome to be out there. And we all brought some intensity, some fun, and some energy to it. So it just worked out perfect. You know, we got some breaks. You know, a lot of things went our way, which was awesome. That's why we were able to win as convincingly as we did.
Now we'll hear from the captain of Team Europe, former Swedish star Bjorn Borg.
It's been a good week for us, practicing and getting together, the team spirit, everything. I mean, we gave 100%. Team World played unbelievable tennis every single match. They played really good. Of course, we all very disappointed because we never expect to lose this score this much. It's not, what can you say? And they play good tennis. I mean, looking to Berlin next year, that's next year. I mean, we were talking about this year here right now, and we are disappointed, of course, but they play really good tennis. What can you say?
I can say American Francis Tiafoe played really good tennis for Team World at the Laver Cup. Tiafoe talks about the atmosphere in Vancouver.
For sure, you know, like you can feel the hype. Obviously, how every time before the session starts, how we walk on, you know, it was dark with light on the court. It gives you that kind of Final Eight vibe that it used to be in London. How it felt, and this is a crazy experience, and it's like high level, and it's something you want to be a part of, and I think it's going to push the game forward. So.
American tennis star Francis Tiafoe, a member of the victorious Team World at the Laver Cup tournament in Vancouver, Canada.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafoe. You're listening to Sunnyside of Sports on Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Hall of Fame basketball player Scottie Pippen, who is celebrating his 58th birthday on this Monday. Scottie played with Michael Jordan and won 6 NBA championships with the Chicago Bulls in the 1990s. Scottie played an important role in transforming the Bulls into a championship team and popularizing the NBA around the world during that decade. Scottie also won 2 Olympic gold medals as a member of Team USA at the 1992 Barcelona Games and the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Happy 58th birthday, Scottie Pippen. And that wraps up the September 25th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.